Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today's episode hits deep because if you've ever felt guilty for wanting more time, wanting more space, confidence, energy, or even just a different life, this is for you. We're going to talk about why women over 40 are conditioned to feel selfish for prioritizing themselves and how to rewrite that story. You don't need to shrink yourself to serve others, and you don't need to apologize for continuing to grow, because so many of us grew up in a generation where being a good woman meant taking care of everyone first, keeping things running smoothly, even when we're falling apart. I'm reminded so much of The Scarlett O'Hara movies. My brain is totally losing. Brian, what is the name of those movies? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Gone with the Wind.
There we go. So Gone with the Wind. And she's got her sister-in-law. I think it was her sister-in-law or friend or whatever, coming and fixing everything for everybody. And that's who I feel like women are called to be. Like, she was the honorable woman. Scarlett O'Hara was kind of a pain in the butt that nobody really liked, right? So I think that we have that in our heads. We have to keep things running smoothly, even if we're falling apart. And she was dying of like cancer or tuberculosis or something awful back then, right? We say yes. We're required to say yes, even when we're totally exhausted. We want to be like seen and not heard still. I think that's a lot of women, like making sure no one thinks we're too much, too loud, too proud. I had somebody tell me I was too much drama. And I was like thinking, I hate drama though, but I don't know what it was about me that made her think that. But when you're too, or him, sorry, it wasn't a her. When you're too much, people let you know. They let you know really, really fast. And that programming doesn't just go away. I have so many memories burned into my mind of, you are too stubborn. The biggest one is, you're too bossy. Nobody's ever going to hire you. And I think that was like the first implantation of, you're going to be an entrepreneur, like put in my head as a kid. But you reach your 40s and maybe your kids are older, or at least that's what's happened in my world. And relationships shift. They just shift. And suddenly this whisper comes up inside you and it says, I want more. I remember with my second husband, now ex-husband, one of the biggest fights we had, I remember screaming at him, I want a different life. And that was definitely my voice of, I want more. I want more energy, more peace, more strength, more confidence, more life. I just wanted more. I wanted a different life. And right after that whisper, what happens? That guilt. But what about my family? Ooh, what about their needs? What will people think? What if I do want? What if I want more for my career? What if I want more money? What if I want to be more successful? What if I want to do a powerlifting competition at 50? What if I want to do a bodybuilding stage moment, you know, after 50 in a bikini? What will people think? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what you have to want, but if those thoughts have crossed my mind, like, what will people think? Who am I to ask for more if I already have so much? Who am I to do that? And if I am going to ask for more, are people going to think that I'm greedy, selfish? I mean, we've been taught to believe that your needs are an inconvenience. Not anybody else's. Your needs are an inconvenience. I don't know how many times I will waylay my feelings or opinions or thoughts about something for fear that I will upset or hurt someone's feelings, right? The wanting more, it feels like ingratitude. It feels like I'm being ungrateful. That's what it feels like, even though that's not true. Because you can want more and still be completely humble and grateful. But that choosing could possibly mean that you feel like you're neglecting someone else. There's just so much guilt wrapped within that. And if you're not careful with guilt, that turns very quickly into shame. But I'm going to tell you the truth, and this is what I've had to say to myself. You can want more. You can want more and still be grateful. You can grow and still be generous, maybe even more generous. You can prioritize yourself and you can still deeply love your people and take very good care of them. In fact, you can take care of them better if you're prioritizing yourself, because wanting more is not a bad thing. Wanting more doesn't mean more money necessarily. Sometimes it is. It doesn't mean a six pack. Sometimes it is. So, or it doesn't mean running away from your life. It means more alignment. That's what it is. That's what you're seeking. You're seeking the right people around you. You're seeking the right circumstances around you. You're seeking the right nutrition program, the right workout program. You're seeking alignment, something that fits your world so that you have more energy for your day. That's what you seek. You're seeking for more peace when you wake up. You're waking up happy, excited to greet the world, more confidence when you look in the mirror, because you're not needing to look at a perfect body. But you need to look a body. You need to look at your body and be like, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my son's like so proud of the veins in his arms. Like, oh, even though he's like 18 and he's like, puh, and puffs out a vein or whatever. But still, he's super, super proud of it. So I love that he's very confident when he looks in the mirror. We all need that veiny confidence. That's what we need, even if you're not looking for veins. My veins hide and roll away. I don't know what their deal is, but you're looking for more strength to be able to set boundaries and stick to those boundaries. The sticking to the boundaries, setting a boundary is one thing, and then being like, oh, that's okay. This one time, I'll let you go past that boundary. We have to get really good at sticking to our boundaries. More laughter, more breath, more you. That's what you want. It's saying, I matter too. And there's nothing wrong with that. I was listening to, I can't even remember which speaker it was, but she was talking about how we talk about I, me, we all the time, and it's so selfish. And I was like, see, I think that that is the wrong programming. I think learning how to inject I, we, and me into things rather than pull it out is how you keep yourself grounded. But it's a matter of, are you going to be able to sustain who you are becoming if you're not choosing to fill yourself up? And the answer is no. So the truth is, when you show up for you, truly show up for you, you show up better for everyone else. Period. End of story. So instead of trying to be like this perfect person who never says things like I, we, or me, you're gonna be able to take care of your family. Your kids don't need a burnt out mom. Your husband doesn't need a burnt out wife. Your partner doesn't need a resentful, self-sacrificing shell of a woman, period. Your friends don't need a version of you who has to disappear for days on end or months. There's some of my friends, they disappear and they're gone for like years at a time. And they're like, I was just resetting. I was like reigniting my life, which is great, which is fine, which is dandy. But had they been taking care of themselves on the front end of it, maybe they wouldn't have needed to do that. So there's okay. It's okay to put I, we, me in those things, right? You need the version of you who's lit up. You need the version of you who's aligned with your life, present. That's one thing that when I teach a yoga class, we talk about that so much. Like, we train ourselves to not be present. We train ourselves to endure situations rather than embrace them and be part of this part of where we're at. Yes, it is uncomfortable to pause and breathe. It is. It's uncomfortable to have to be alone with your own thoughts, but it's really important that you figure out how to do that. Otherwise, you will always be running away from yourself. And with breathing and meditation, you're caught in how your body feels, the rhythm of your body, the sound of your breath. And those things are very important to be okay with, because that's the soul and the depth of your alignment. Is learning how to be present with yourself. And that may be too oovy groovy for you, but that's the only version that, the only way that that version can come out is when you start giving to her first. You have to give to her. You've heard you can't pour from an empty cup, but do you do that? You know, you go on an airplane, they tell you, you know, put the mask on yourself before your child, but would you actually do that? I would say most women wouldn't. Like, they don't know what they're talking about. I'll put it on the child first, and then you've passed out and you can't even help anybody. It's the same thing that we're doing with our lives. It's the same exact thing that we're doing. But you might be ready for more if you've been restless, you've been kind of feeling unsettled, but you can't name why. Like, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I just feel that way. Or you're fantasizing about escaping your routine. Like, you have this constant, I don't want to be here. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to do this. I want to be somewhere else. You feel resentful after saying yes again. And it's just weighing over you. It's lording over you. You scroll social media and think, why can't I feel like that? You start that game of comparison. Or you've gained weight. You've lost energy. And you feel like your spark is really buried. That's not selfish. That's literally your soul calling for a reset. And she's been patient long enough. She really has. I just turned 49. If you're my age, over half of our life is likely over. And how does that make you feel? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? I mean, it doesn't mean all the good moments are gone. But if your soul is longing for a reset, how much longer are you going to make her wait? She's been waiting for a while. So let's just put some strategies. How are we going to do this? You know, let's shift your mindset and take action without guilt. First and foremost, you need to name what you really want. If you've never thought about the life that you want, me screaming at my ex-husband saying, I want a different life. Well, at some point I had to put that into words. Be honest, not what sounds safe, not what you think is going to be okay with your husband, because this is not about him. Not what you think is going to be okay with your kids and keep everybody happy, because it's not about them. What do you want more of? Do you want more confidence? Do you want more energy, joy, intimacy, adventure, excitement? Think about it. What kind of a life do you want? Do you want a different life? Do you love your life? Are you living for it every second? And if you're not, why not? What do you want to be different? And then we're going to learn how to release the guilt by reframing it, because guilt is a sign that you're breaking a rule. And when we're guilty about something, we feel we've broken a rule. But it's not wrong. This is not wrong. It's growth. And growth is good. So say to yourself, this is what growth feels like. I'm growing. I'm changing. I want a different life. Start small. Just claim like a certain amount per day. That's just yours. Like at least 10 to 15, 20 minutes. I mean, there are 168 hours in a week. You get the same amount of hours as I do ultimately in, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Just 10 minutes of that. Just 10 minutes is all I'm saying that you have to change. So go for a walk. Eat a real meal. Actual food. Move your body. Say no to something you don't want to do. You don't have to rearrange your life. You just have to stop abandoning yourself. If you are always the one that gets left behind, you're never going to feel aligned with yourself. And that is really important. Your alignment is critical for forward motion. If you're always feeling out of alignment, you're always going to feel stuck or like you're in survival mode and having to grasp at straws to make things work for everybody in your life. One of the things that my 40s has taught me that's really important, and I think that you should start this if you haven't, is learn how to protect your peace. Not everybody is going to understand your shift. Guess what? That is okay. They do not have to understand your shift. The ones who love the healthiest version of you will stay. The rest, let them go. Bye, Felicia. There's no reason to bring negative human beings with you. You want to bring people along for the ride with you that want to be there. And I mean, you're going to have your ride or dies, right? But you're also going to have those people that have always brought you down. And sometimes they don't really make themselves apparent until you make a change. And when you make a change, you make them feel uncomfortable. And when that happens, you'll notice they start into these little passive aggressive comments or sabotaging you or whatever it is. Let them go. Just let them go. It's okay. It's okay to do that. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. They're just not aligned with you anymore. And that's okay, because they need to have their alignment too. And you need to give them permission to go find that. The other thing is, like, surround yourself with women who are doing the same thing. And I think that's what makes the Divas so powerful. We have about 60 women in our group. And they are people that need to help remind you that need reminding themselves. But they're going to help remind you choosing yourself isn't selfish. It's sacred. And there's a big difference in that understanding. So I've wrestled with this too. I have, wanting more time, wanting more quiet, wanting more me, truly me, not other people's me. And I think what I felt was that I had to earn it. And, or that if I asked for more, I was being ungrateful. And that's a genuine fear of mine. Brian and I were talking about, before the podcast today about, the need to please people and the need to get approval from other human beings, and that's like an addictive behavior. But I want to say to you out loud, not just for you, but for me, it's not selfish to want a life that feels good to live in. It's not selfish to become the strongest version of myself. It's not selfish to say, I want more. I want a different life. It's sacred. It's brave. And honestly, it's necessary, or you're never going to escape this pattern. And you deserve it. You don't need permission. You don't need permission. But if you've been waiting for a sign, this is it, girl. This be it right here. If this episode hit your heart, I want you to send it to a friend who's been putting herself last. Send it to her. Help her. She needs this reminder too. And I don't know all your friends, but I know you. If you're ready to start wanting more without shame, let's talk. Let's talk. Book a free strategy call at www.empoweredcoaching.com and we'll map out a plan that helps you feel like you again. And what I want you to get the most out of this is that you are worth it. And I'm so proud of you if you are moving forward and choosing to take care of yourself so that you can help take care of the other people in your life better, with a better version of yourself. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.